Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Why Am I So Happy? Paul Levee here. Thank you for joining us today. I am so thrilled to share with you just a fantastic lady. I have with me today Dr. Jean Logan. Dr. Jean Logan is an ordained minister. She has a doctorate in nutritional healing and has an extensive knowledge of many types of energy healing. Jean is the author of Unlocking the Power of Glyphs, Sacred Symbols of Light, Symbols of the Dawn, and recently released Sacred Symbols Healing Cards. Now in over 70 countries, manuals are available through Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble, printed or ebooks from either website. And Dr. Jean, I am so happy to have you here today. Just so happy. So first off, I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome.
Well, thank you, Paula. I am delighted to be here. This is a real treat, and I am so anxious to address your listeners.
Oh, thank you so much. Please share with us a bit of your history and what brought you on the path that you are on, Jean.
Well, I retired from civil service at an early age, and then I began my career.
Oh.
From the time I was, is back as far as I can remember, I was a very fearful person. I was just controlled by fear. And when I graduated from high school, I turned down a paid-for college education because I was afraid I would have to get up and speak in front of people. And I married the first man who asked me because I was afraid I would live alone if I didn't, and nobody else would want me. Mm-hmm. And so one neurotic attracts another neurotic, so I lived with an alcoholic for the 20 years because I was afraid of getting out. So it was just a vicious circle of fear. And so as time went by, and I divorced him and remarried, and I somehow felt an attraction to the word glyphs. And when I say glyphs, some people are gonna say, well, what are glyphs? Think of hieroglyphics like on the tombs in Egypt, or drawings on stone, or what the Indians do in the caves. This is a simple little drawing that has meaning. And so I would look it up on the internet, and I couldn't find much. And then I got an email from someone that had a glyph. It was a little picture of a, looked like a centipede. And it said that this glyph would remove fear from the body, that would remove parasites from the body that held fear inside of us. And I thought, fear, if I can let go of fear. And so I printed it out and I cut out this glyph. It was about 2 inches high. And it said, use with integrity. And I thought, use with integrity? Well, how do I use it at all? And so I was either guided or thought of, and I put it against my solar plexus. And anybody who doesn't know where their solar plexus is, it's where the rib cage comes in a V, upside down V. And so as soon as I did that, I felt a tremendous commotion going on over in my liver, which is just to the right of that. And I thought, holy cow, what is going on? What? After a while, this subsided, and I thought, well, I don't know what it was. I think I had it, and I think it's gone. I tried it again later, and nothing happened. And I thought, so at the time, I'm able to communicate with my guides. I'm kind of like Joan of Arc. I could get verbal guidance from them. And I said, whoever could give that much power to a drawing on a piece of paper, I can do that. Anybody, we all have the same power. God has given us all the same power. So I said, how do you do that? And they said, well, you just decide what you want. You draw a picture, write down the instructions, and then you have a ceremony to empower it. And you call on the spirits of light to help you. And I thought, ceremony, I was a Catholic, okay. Candle, prayer, I can do that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I tried a couple of just energy and joy, and nothing happened. So then a friend called me, and she said, "Jean, I have broken a piece of this glass bowl, and a piece went into deep in my foot, and I got it out, but it's 2 weeks now, and it's badly infected, and I don't want to take antibiotics." And she said, "What can I do?" And I said, "Well, Kathy," I said, "would you be willing to do a little research with me?" And she said, "Sure." And so I said, "I'm going to draw a glyph." I drew two glyphs. One, to kill the bacteria. The second, to speed the healing. And I emailed them to her. And the next morning, she called and she said, "Wow, these are amazing." She said, "The pain is gone, the swelling is gone, the redness is gone." And it was on its way to healing. And within 2 weeks, it was healed. And I thought, whoa, that's now I'm onto something. I'm really onto something. And I realized the reason I could not get the one for joy to work was because we're holding all this stuff inside of us, this negative emotions, these fears and this sadness and all these different negative emotions and anger. And so I created my first glyph to remove fear. And so I put it against my solar plexus, and I felt like a little vacuum cleaner was there. I could feel stuff coming out of my arms, out of my breasts, and I thought, whoa, what is this? This is really amazing. And so I continued on. I did one to remove anger. I did one to remove sadness. I just kept on. One to remove heartache, and having been married to an alcoholic, I did one to remove resentment, because I really, when you're married to an alcoholic, you get a lot of resentments.
Yes.
So, and these things stay with you, and they literally are the cause of illness.
Mm-hmm.
Emotional issues are the key cause of illness. And you sometimes can try to heal yourself, and you can feel you are healed, and then something comes back. You hear of it all the time with cancer. People will have cancer, they think they're healed, and then it comes back. And that is because that emotion is still stuck in there, and we need to be able to remove those things. And that is the key to our finding that happiness. We can't find our happiness until we get rid of all this negative baggage that we're carrying.
Yes. Oh, fascinating, Jean. Fascinating. And so these patterns that you discovered and you've been able to draw, they have the power to help us release that?
Right, right.
Oh, I love it.
How I empower them, how it was guided to do, and it evolved, really, is I draw the picture, and I have an empowerment statement, and oftentimes I am given the words to use in the empowerment statement. And then I have a ceremony, and I invite in every spiritual guide, Jesus, Buddha, Mary, Kuan Yin, all. I invite them all to assist me. And when you call on spiritual guides, they will come. And if you're doing something that is for the highest good, they will work with you. And so I said, "Well, I am reading the empowerment statement. I would like you to put your energy in this glyph as well." Oh. And so I'm amazed myself. I can still hardly believe that I'm doing this. And so I just continued forward. And at the beginning, I was just doing it for me. I didn't think about other people. I didn't care about that because I didn't know how. I couldn't love other people because I really didn't even love myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just continued to working on healing myself, and I used my ex-husband as a guinea pig. I put them all over him and all over me.
Yes, yes.
And at first I was just doing these on little 3x5 cards, and he said, "Jean, you can't do that. You've got to get organized." And so he would take them and he'd put them into the computer. And he began making a catalog of them. And as time went by, I'd have people that I'd meet and they'd say, "Jean, I'm getting a message that you're supposed to write a book." And I would kind of tune that out because I really did not want to write a book. I didn't know anything about writing a book. But I'd hear it from a couple different people say, yeah, I hear you're supposed to write a book. And so unfortunately that he came into the picture and started doing this catalog, because that became the beginning of the book, was getting all these. And then I thought, well, I got one to kill bacteria and viruses. And I thought, can we detoxify the body? And so I did one that would remove all heavy metals and all chemicals from the body.
Wow.
And that was a challenge, because at first it would give me a headache. And so I got some guidance on that transitioned all these chemicals and heavy metals into light.
Yes.
And then that solved it right there.
Yeah.
And
this
so I just
so
continued.
Fascinating, Jean. I love it.
It's hard to believe. I can't even believe it myself sometimes. And then I would get people, I gave a little talk and finally got the book. It took me, I would say, 3 years to get that book out. And I can remember when I talked to a group of people at the church, was the first group I talked to, and they all bought a book. And then a few days later, I saw a man at the church, and he said, they really worked. They really worked. We put one on our dog last night. And I said, well, what happened? He said, she was healed. They said they thought they were going to lose her. They had a little Yorkie poo. And in Friday evening, when you could never get a vet in a small town. And they said they looked out, and she was salivating. Her eyes were glazed. She was disoriented. So they were afraid they were going to lose her. And so they took three of the bacterial and viral healing glyphs, put one on the back of her crown chakra, one on the back of her solar plexus, and one on the back of her heart. And they said when in the few hours she got up and she shook herself off, her eyes were clear and she was totally well. And I thought, wow, this is amazing.
Yes.
That was my first testimonial, and I've gotten many, many since then.
Oh, this is just fascinating. Just fascinating. And now you have this in that book. You actually have several books out, don't you?
Right. This was the first book. I have 30 glyphs in the first book. And there was one, I wanted to write a glyph for calming, to make people calm. And so I was told to write to repair damaged nerve bundles. And I thought, well, okay. So I just wrote this glyph to repair damaged nerve bundles. And after I had the book out a while, I had a man call me that I knew, and he's in his 50s, and he says, Jean, this is embarrassing to talk about, he said, but I've been impotent for years. I used to use street drugs. He used crystalline methamphetamine.
Mm-hmm.
And so it had damaged his nervous system. And he said he lost his ability to function. He just had trouble. He said, I have trouble staying on top of my game in life, is what he said. And so he got a copy of that book, and he opened it. Right away it opens. Sometimes these books open right to the page you need. Mm-hmm. And he opened it to that one. And he put the glyph on his third eye, and he said he felt a calming feeling, a warm feeling, and later on he went to bed. As I said, he was impotent, and the next morning he woke up and he said, I felt like a 20-year-old. He said it was back all the way.
Wow.
And I thought, yeah, that was now, of course, not all impotency is caused by nerve damage, but that one, it just made the difference in his life.
Oh, I love this. Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. How many stories you must have.
Oh,
and
gosh,
testimonials.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so fascinated. We do have to pop out for a break. But, oh, my gosh, everyone, I will be right back with Dr. Jean Logan. Thank you, Jean.
Thank you.
Hello everyone, this is Paula Vale, founder of Wellness Inspired and host of the Why Am I So Happy show on BBS Radio. My passion is sharing the beautiful healing modality of Reiki with the world. I help you reach a new level of self-awareness and create a more confident and empowered version of yourself. Learn how Reiki will change your life. Go to wellnessinspired.com. When you live a life with love and compassion, you allow your blessings to manifest. Check out my Reiki training and Reiki practitioner mentoring program, and look for my soon-to-be-released ebook, Why Am I So Happy? At wellnessinspired.com and the paulavnetwork.com. Big hugs to everyone. Paula V. Welcome back, everyone. Paula V here with Dr. Jean Logan. She is just sharing some life-changing, fascinating information with us about her books, about the work she does. I am so intrigued and just love this information, Jean. My gosh. I'm really excited to start learning more. And you touched on in the prior segment a bit about, you know, how we can break away and lack self-love. What would you recommend to the listeners out there that want to learn to love themselves more? What would be some points for that?
Well, I think that came about as I started using the glyphs. The thing that keeps us from loving ourselves is we are holding all these layers of emotional baggage. It's like an onion, and underneath, in that little core spot, is the real you. And you've got all these layers of garbage. And one way or another, you've got to let go. You've got to let go of that. And this is the prime cause of obesity, is people don't love themselves. They're looking to fill that emptiness inside by eating, and it doesn't work because you've got to fill it with love, and you have to learn to love yourself. And so as I had that situation myself, I was so full of everything, and as I let go of the fear in one way or another, the glyphs or some other releasing mechanism, the fear and the anger, you cannot be well, you cannot love yourself when you are angry or resentful towards someone, other person. I don't care what they did to you. You've got to learn to let go of that and recognize that they are a spiritual being and they are who they are. This personality is not who the spirit that they are. And let go of any anger, resentment, or hard feelings, and let go of being upset with yourself, of being angry at yourself, of the guilt. If something's happened in your life, it's over. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Whatever is in the past is gone. We need to learn to let it go. And so as we can release all this fear, any anger and guilt, we live in kind of a society where we had a Victorian upbringing, some of us, where sex is bad. Our parts of our bodies are bad. And so, and we end up getting married and we have issues with sex because we have this guilt about part of our body. And so as I had this situation myself. I didn't want to be seen without my clothes on. And I'm really not that bad looking. So as I used these glyphs for guilt and embarrassment, all of a sudden it was just like, oh, that's not so bad. You know?
Yes.
And so this is what you need to do, is be able to let go of anything that is not loving to you. That is not you. To look in the mirror every morning and tell yourself, I love you. I am beautiful.
Oh, I love that.
Whatever situation you're in, whatever your body shape or form, and love your body. Talk nice to your body. Now, you're going to say, this sounds kind of crazy, but I've been letting my hair grow, and sometimes I would talk to my hair, and I'd say, tell it how beautiful it is and how lovely it is, and I would be fixing my hair, and later I would look in the mirror, and I would think, oh, my hair really looks good today. I mean, it's like your hair, every part of your body hears everything you say and do, and if you say bad things to your body, it hears that too. If you say, oh, I'm so fat, then all the cells in your body are hearing you putting yourself down. You never want to put yourself down. Always bring yourself up. And reserve a little time in your week to do something nice for yourself, whether it's a manicure or just a bubble bath or something. Treat yourself like a queen. Treat yourself like a goddess or god, because you are. You are. Every one of you is divine. Everyone has the power of God. Treat yourself like the god or goddess that you are.
Oh, amen to that. Oh, I love that, Jean. My goodness, that's such a powerful message for all of us. And Jean, I know you have extensive knowledge of many types of energy healing. For the listeners out there that really don't know what energy healing is, would you like to shed a little wisdom on that for us, please?
I'll give just a short. We first were introduced to energy healing. My ex-husband and I joined a Japanese healing group called Mahikari. And that was the first exposure we had for light coming out of the hands. And of course they turned it into a religion, and I have to say it was kind of a cult. And after a few years we said sayonara to that, but we learned so much, and it was our first introduction to energy healing. And then I went to, you know how books sometimes fall off the shelf in front of you at the bookstore?
Yes.
And there was a book, Hands of Light by Barbara Brennan, that just almost jumped off, and I thought, oh my gosh, there's other people who are doing this healing with their hands. And I thought, this is amazing. And so that kind of was helped us escape from the clutches of a possessive cult. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, that was where we were supposed to be. That was where we were supposed to be. That was part of our path.
Yes. I myself am a Reiki practitioner, and
right.
I just
well,
love
so then,
it.
But then I got a book on essential Reiki, and I when I left Mahikari, I got a book on pranic healing. Mm-hmm. You're familiar with that one,
yeah?
And pranic healing and Reiki are very similar. You project light. It's whether it's hands on or hands over. Pranic healing, you use colored energy as well. And then I did learn Reiki, and then I just kept on, and I learned body talk and different ones. I went to different classes, and they all have a valid use. It's just the idea that we need to understand that we can project energy in any form, and we're the conduit, and the recipient's energy is just as important. That you cannot, no matter what you're working with, you cannot, I don't advise working with a negative person.
Yes.
If they are very negative, they can literally set up a shield that will keep the energy from getting to them, and sometimes they're just trying to prove you wrong. So I advise mm-hmm. against working with anybody negative.
Yes.
If they're just in between, that's fine. And animals are great. Animals are so great for all this healing because they have no opinion. They're not skeptics, they're not judging, and they're not expecting anything. Uh-huh. They are the most wonderful recipients of any type of energy healing, whether it's Reiki or the glyphs work great on them. They all work. It all works great on animals.
Absolutely. Aren't animals wonderful? And they do. They just are so open to it and mm-hmm. take it in. And I love offering Reiki to animals.
Yeah, not just dogs and cats, but horses and all. They're just, I just had an incident with a friend. I get goat milk from, and I make my own kefir. And the lady had a goat that had a bad sore on one of her teats. It was really very, very infected. And she used a glyph on one of those, and in 3 days it was healed. But that's how quick an animal will allow that healing in.
Yes. Something that I see referenced in your information is the magic steps to better health. Tell us, what are those magic steps that you're referring to?
Well, the first one, like what we've been talking about, is loving yourself. You can't have good health if you don't like yourself, if you have this negative attitude. Then you've got to eat right. And one of the things is, if you really love yourself, that will not be difficult. And people are saying, how can I get let go of all the sugar craving? How can I stop eating all, you know, you can't stop by McDonald's and have a McDonald's every day and expect to have good health. You have to love yourself enough to eat right. And by eating right, we're talking about fresh fruits and vegetables and get exercise, any kind of exercise. If you're overweight or have a difficulty, do the best you can. No matter what it is, do the best you can of getting some kind of exercise, even if it's going for a walk or if it's just turning on some Zumba music and jumping around. Sometimes it's easier to exercise if you're having a little fun.
Yes.
So just turn on some music and just dance like nobody is watching.
Yes, I love that, and that's actually something I do. If it's a real busy day, I don't have time to take a walk, I will turn on my favorite music and I'll literally just dance all around the kitchen. You know,
and one important thing is clean up the clutter in your life. The clutter in your life is keeping you from moving forward. It is making your energy stick, where it's just bumping into things. So try to clean up the clutter in your life. And that's probably one of my big issues, is I need to work on myself, learning to put things away. I have this way, no matter where I pick it up, I put it down and there it stays for a while. So that is one of my projects I'm always working on, is cleaning up clutter in your life. And reaching out to others. Reaching out in love, even if it's just a thought. Sometimes I'll be at the grocery store and I'll say to myself, I'll bless the cashier behind the, you know, of course you don't want to say it out loud unless somebody, you know, she hands you your change and say, well, thank you and bless you. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. And so just reach out and send that love out. You are a love. You are love incarnate, and send that light out in love to others. That's important.
Beautiful, beautiful. Oh, just, this
now,
is...
Now, one thing that's important as you are letting go of that fear is to do things that will help you, like joining Toastmasters would be a good suggestion. Learn how to speak in public. This is important because everybody has a story to tell. Inside us all is a story to tell, and you can't imagine how many people are afraid of public speaking. Mm-hmm. And so if you can get out there and take some type of a speaking class, or just giving a speech to yourself in the mirror, whatever it takes, because you all have a story to tell, everyone.
Oh, everyone does. Oh, beautiful.
And sharing that story may help someone.
Mm-hmm.
Help it make a difference in someone's life.
Yes, yes. Oh, absolutely fantastic. Well, we are going to pop out for another break, Jean. I am just enjoying this chat with you so much. So, everyone, we will be right back. Thank you. Thank you, Jean.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. If you are just joining us, I am here today with Dr. Jean Logan. She is sharing some fantastic information, talking about glyphs, which is really fun. Her several books that she has written, especially Unlocking the Power of Glyphs. So we're just having a lot of fun today. And I do want to share briefly with everyone, if you want to order Jean's books, you can go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble or to one of her websites, drjeanlogan.com or holygroundfarm.org. Something I want to share with everyone because I am just so touched by this. All profits from the sale of her books and cards are used to assist homeless children through the nonprofit Holy Ground Farm, which is presently helping support two orphanages in Nepal and funding teachers in remote villages. That is just so fantastic, Jean. Please tell us a bit about the Holy Ground Farm, if you would.
Okay, well, let me tell you how when we first moved to the mountains here, we bought 160 acres of land. It was kind of an all or nothing, and we got a real deal on it. And it's in two parcels. The other part is actually, this is about 103 acres and about 58 acres. And I just felt like on the top land, I saw this big building and I saw children running around. And I didn't know who these children are, but I felt I should start this nonprofit. I didn't know, are they American children? Are we healing them? Are they foreign children? Are we teaching them? And I really didn't understand. I just had this vision and I really didn't have all the pieces. And at the time, this is before I did anything with glyphs or anything like that. So I just continued to focus on that in my see it in my mind, but just had to kind of shelve it. And eventually, my husband and I decided to donate the 58 acres to the nonprofit. Still unsure of what it was all happening, I just continued to see this big building. And I felt like, as I got my book out, I wanted to do something to help homeless children. And so as the book started selling and I got some money put aside, and I said, okay, God, tell me where these children are I'm supposed to be helping. I just wasn't sure because I felt sometimes like, American children are kind of spoiled. I wasn't sure that they were the ones that should be here. I had no clue at all. And so I was at a New Age trade show in Denver, and people had their little booths. They were selling things. And this one woman on the wall of her booth, it had pictures of, there was a little boy laying on a blanket in the street sleeping. And there were other pictures of children in their little school uniforms. And I said, tell me about what this is, who these children are. And she said, her name was Kathy Carter, and she has a business called Lay Lotus, and she would have clothing made in Nepal. And she would sell it, bring it back over here. And she made the trip twice a year. And then during one of these trips, she became acquainted with somebody who was helping an orphanage over there, the Happiness Colony. And so she became involved working with this Happiness Colony and giving part of her proceeds to the colony. And I thought, I felt like this was it. This was where I would be guided. And so I did not want to go to Nepal myself, and I knew it had to be investigated. So I sent my son, who's very adventuresome and very sharp and loves children. And so I sent him there. When Kathy went back again, they got joined up together there. And he went to the orphanage and met the person who's in charge of it to make sure, because you have to be so careful when you go to these countries. You have to be so careful. And he felt very good about it. As a matter of fact, he interviewed the man, and we have that interview out on YouTube. The man there over there, they're called a Bubba. A Bubba is a man who dedicates his life to helping children. And so he felt really good about it, so we started helping that organization. And then there was another one that came to me through another nonprofit that were helping with another orphanage. And when Kathy went back to Nepal, she went and checked that out, so that make sure that was all. Like I said, you need to be very careful. But the people sometimes criticize me, and they say, well, why aren't you helping American children? Well, God loves all children. He does not recognize the borders. That's our idea.
Yes.
And over in this country, there is no one who helps. I mean, women just abandon their babies. They throw them away. They give them away. They're sold into slavery, into prostitution. And in this country, there are organizations. We still have a bad situation here, which has gotten worse because of the lack of people getting a decent minimum wage. But there's just they just had little chance. And so I started it, and I've linked up with a man who's over there where I contact with him, and he asked me if I would help children in the remote villages. They have no free education there. Wow. It's the deal is, if you've got money, you can send your kids to school. If you don't have any money, they get no schooling, which is really sad because it enforces a class system that the poor will stay poor.
Yes.
And so they said in the remote villages, there are no teachers. There's nobody to teach the children. So we fund about 6 right now, teachers in the remote villages, and then we also pay to give them a little food at lunchtime.
Oh my gosh, Jean. That is...
And the ones in the one orphanage, Peace Land Foundation, they're going to a private school. They said the public schools are just not really great. And they're also learning English. And they all sent me a thank you note in English. They sent all the other board members as well thank you notes in English. That was so sweet.
That is so precious.
Now, on the 58 acres of land, we have a campground there, a primitive campground that I'm hoping some children will use. But in my mind, I still see this place for children, this big lodge-type house. And then I had some neighbors who had an autistic child, and I was working with this autistic boy, and it suddenly came to me that this place would be for children who needed special help. And so I'm just kind of trusting in spirit, you know. You're best not to force anything. I'm not going to try to make something happen. I'm just going to wait for spirit to help me pull it all together.
Yes.
And I believe in the power, you know. If you're supposed to do something in life, you'll get what you need. You just have to have faith.
Yes. Oh, I love that. Absolutely. Oh, that is so fantastic. And I'm so excited to learn about this organization and this nonprofit.
All right. So, I'd like to have more schools. I mean, the unwanted children are just epidemic out in these other countries. Mm-hmm. It is just tragic.
Yes.
And so the little bit I can do, that's fine. And someday I'll do more. And it'll all come together. I know there's a plan. There's a plan.
Yes.
It's a plan to help them all.
Thank you for being a vessel and sharing the information about this, because so many of us don't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right. You just have to trust. I heard that in the middle of the night one time. I just heard the word trust, and I thought,
I love it.
Did I hear something?
Yes, I love it. Something I know you've discussed before is the concept, never get sick again. We have about 5 minutes left of the show. Tell us about what you mean by that phrase, please.
Now, I do not get sick. I do not get colds. I do not get the flu. Everything in life is a choice. We are literally programmed to get sick. We are programmed by the media because there is no money in wellness.
Mm-hmm.
The money is in sickness.
Yes.
And how often do we see this? Oh, it's flu season, and don't go out in the cold. You catch a cold. And we are. If you believe that you will catch an illness, you turn yourself into a walking culture medium.
Yes.
You control your life with your belief system. If you can believe that you are immune to any bacterial or virus, then you will be.
Yes.
You have to let go of the idea that you can, or that sickness is important, or you need this cold to clean yourself out. That's nonsense. You don't need to clean anything out. I mean, it goes in your lungs and your nose. You don't need to clean anything out there. If you need to clean anything, it's your liver and your kidney, and that doesn't get affected by your cold. So you just have to clean out your body, and this is part of your loving yourself and believing in your power. We all need to believe in our power. We all have the power of God, and we need to understand that and believe in that, every single one of us. So see yourself as healthy. Don't ever stop and think, I'm going to catch cold, or the flu season is here, and I wouldn't have a shot for anything. Yes. I don't care about vaccinations or a or that flu shot. I'm sorry, but
that's me. I don't get them. Yes.
That is just total control by the pharmaceutical industry. I'm sorry, but that's just, don't let anybody else control your body. And when you go to a doctor, I have nothing against doctors, but if that doctor doesn't see you as a spiritual person, you may not be going to the right person. Now, if I'm hit by a truck, please take me to the doctor. Take me to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's just an illness, I will heal myself. And in my second book, I have a lot of glyphs that will are for the healing the physical body. And I've even healed myself of a serious heart condition with that. So you just have to see yourself the way you want to be. See yourself as healthy and well, and don't ever get in fear of getting sick. If you hear somebody sneeze, or someone is sitting next to you and they're blowing their nose and sneezing, just think of yourself as totally immune, rather than, I could catch up something, I better move to another seat, you know.
Yes,
if you
yes.
fear something, you will draw it to you.
Yes, yes, I love that, Jean. I love that, because fear is saying, allowing that to come in.
It's, right, absolutely.
Yeah, drawing that.
Absolutely.
I love that. I love that. So keep that mindset. I am well.
I will be well. Right.
Okay.
Every cell in your body can hear. It's like you are the orchestra conductor, and every cell is the orchestra. It will play whatever tune you tell it to play. If you tell it to play health and wealth and wellness, and this is the same with abundance. If you say, I don't have any money, you are affirming you have no money. And you will never have any money if you continue affirming you have no money. And when you say, I can't afford it, you know, you might say, I choose to get that, to buy that right now. You know, something like that. Think in your mind, I choose not to get that right now. Don't ever think poverty thoughts. Don't think sick thoughts. And for goodness sakes, don't think any ill thoughts of another person. And sometimes that's easy to do, you know, especially if you got somebody in the family who really bugs you, a mother-in-law or ex-husband. Gotta let go. My ex-husband, it was my great friend. After we got divorced, he continued to help me with my books. It's just that we couldn't live together. That was fine.
Yes.
That was fine.
Yes.
And I don't have to let go of any resentments, just... All these things will make you sick. They literally will make you sick. Resentment, fear will make you sick.
Yeah.
Will literally make you sick.
Yes.
And it will age you. Aging is another lie we buy into. You know, they program us to get sick. They program us to get to age. And so we need to let go of that programming and program ourselves in a positive light.
And so with aging, is it to have the mindset, I'm not aging, I'm alive, I'm well, I'm healthy,
right.
I'm
right.
loved.
Right. When you think in the Bible, I'm not a real Bible fanatic or anything, but they lived hundreds of years.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just talk about, for women, menopause in this country, we think, oh, menopause, we are taught that menopause will come at 45 or 50 years of age. But yet over the group of people called the Hunzas, women are having babies at 65 and they're living to 150. Somebody forgot to tell their bodies that they're supposed to go through menopause. Not that we want babies at 65 years of age.
Yes.
But it's just that we are literally programmed to get old and get sick and to die.
You're right.
We are programmed.
You're right. Oh, Jean. I have enjoyed you so much today. Oh my gosh, this has been so fantastic. You are such an inspiration. You really, really are. I would love to have you on the show again down the road. This has been so fantastic. Oh.
It's a great opportunity for me, and I've really enjoyed this, and I hope your listeners get something out of this.
Yes, yes. I'm so happy to share you with everyone. And to everyone out there, thank you for joining us today. Hugs. blessings. Have a beautiful, happy day. Dr. Jean, hugs and blessings your way. Have a happy, beautiful day.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you. Goodbye, everyone.